presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to a seasonal edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the programme that does for Christmas what a large dollop of sage and onion mixture does to turkey. And as you'd expect for this extra special Yuletide programme, our teams are comprised of the foremost available comic talents in the country. I'm sorry, that should of course read the four most available comic talents. And they are, on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And on my left, Graham Garden and Barry Cryer. And to score for us today, taking a night off from her successful run in pantomime, which she's done wonders with the important part of the principal boy. A warm hand, please, for the delightful Samantha. Our first round is called Santa Scrooge. With the dark shadow of the recession still showing little sign of abating, even Santa himself is feeling the pinch. In fact, recent reports from his grotto say that he hardly has two elves to rub together. As a result, poor Santa Claus is finding it increasingly difficult to provide what people have asked for in their stockings this Christmas. With this in mind, teams, I'd like you please to tell us what presents you and others asked for in your stockings and what you or they actually received. And Willie, will you start, please?
Norman Lamont put in a request, quite a simple one, for a Happy New Year. But unfortunately, it was first footed by Julian Clary.
Graham.
Well, I asked for Sonic the Hedgehog. And all I got was a real hedgehog and a set of instructions for the microwave.
Tim?
I asked for an Apple PC and I got a policeman with Granny Smith on his head.
Barry.
I asked for British Rail and got a cowboy outfit.
Samantha put in a request for a cocktail shaker, instead of which Oliver Reed urinated in her thermos.
Right.
Samantha also wanted some peekaboo lingerie, but she got a selection of Damart and a jar of moths.
I asked for a do-it-yourself kit and got an inflatable earther.
Any more? Now it's time for a round of Christmas pickup song. And as is customary, Samantha will be utilising her intimate knowledge of my woofers and tweeters and at the same time spinning some discs on my state-of-the-art gramophone. However, at a certain point, the sound will magically disappear, a phenomenon known to the world of science as a volume knob hand interface. If on its return, teams, you're within a mini-demi-semi-quaver of the original, I shall be awarding points, and points mean prizes. And as it's Christmas, all right then, what do points mean?
Prizes!
This week's special Christmas prize is a 24-carat vegetable patch. Tim and Willie, you're to go first, and I'd like you, Willie, to accompany Bing Crosby, and you, Tim, to accompany the Andrews sisters in their version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
You better watch out.
You better not cry.
You better not pout.
I'm telling you why.
Why?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Gather round.
He's making a list. Check him twice. He's going to find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Good luck.
Sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad or good.
So be good, for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out.
You better not cry.
You better not pout.
I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. 2, 7, 9.
Little tin horns and little toy drums. Rudy toot toots and rummy tum tums. Santa Claus is coming to town.
7, 9.
A little bit slow, Andy.
Gramophone's running down quite.
Yes, you get points for that. And now your turn, Barry and Graham. And I'd like you to accompany Elvis Presley and his backing singers singing Blue Christmas.
Blue Christmas without you. Be so blue. Just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree.
Christmas tree.
Me. And when the blue snowflakes start falling.
Do not ask a man to drink and imitate Elvis.
That's when those blue memories start calling.
Oh,
you'll be doomed.
No.
And finally, and I must admit slightly against my will, Colin Sell, will you accompany the pub pianist Mrs. Mills with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Absolutely rotten.
It was close, huh?
It was close. What to? I don't know, but it was close. Anyway, John, I'll give you some points for that, too. I've got plenty to spare. It's now time to play a special Christmas version of the popular round Good News, Bad News. It's called Good Tidings, Bad Tidings. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to take it in turns to continuously alternate good tidings with the corresponding bad tidings. When I've had enough, I shall give a signal for you to stop. Now, I don't have the horn this Christmas like I usually do. So, instead, teams, your signal to stop will be the charming and evocative sound of Santa's sleigh bells.
Doesn't that hurt your lip?
Only when I laugh. Graham! Graham, will you please start with some good tidings?
Yes, good tidings. Christmas is being privatized.
Bad tidings. Richard Branson has bought it. In the buying sense.
He's...
otherwise it wouldn't be bad tidings.
He's promised not to change it. Apart from moving it to August.
Bad tidings, the three wise men will now bear gold, frankincense and mates.
Good tidings, the shepherds will still watch their flocks, at least videos of them.
Bad tidings, the innocents will still be shopping at Herod's.
Good tidings, Richard Branson will be joining Her Majesty for her Christmas broadcast.
Bad tidings, he'll have his arm around her and make tasteless jokes about sick bags.
Good tidings, though, there will be room at the Holiday Inn.
Bad tidings, but you'll have to fly Virgin Mary.
Now, teams, listen, loath though I am to interrupt proceedings, I must announce that in an uneventful moment during the last round, and there were plenty of those, our scorer, Samantha, informed me that she would like to perform for us her special party piece with the help of Colin Sell on the piano. So, in what must be something of a first for both this programme and, indeed, wireless broadcasting in general, please welcome Samantha. Was certainly very nice. And there was I thinking she was going to sing. Right. Now it's time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. And because it's Christmas, we'll play the special nativity version of the game. The rules are almost identical to those of the standard game. However, in this version, the winner is the first person to reach Bethlehem. Tim, will you start, please?
Is this a serious game?
Yes. Oh. Don't put that expression on and look at me. I go on, Tim.
Manger Lane.
Swaddling Coats Lane.
There isn't such a lane.
If you're in swaddling coats, there is.
The Caesarea Philippi gyratory system.
Shepherd's Market.
Wenceslas Square.
Nazareth Mews.
Pudding Lane.
Oxford Circus.
Oh, very good.
Nice one.
Bedlam Road.
You can't.
That one.
Yeah, we've got them.
You have a problem, Barry?
Bedlam?
Yes.
Okay, Humph, you're the arbiter. If it's all right, it's all right.
Yeah,
not
much.
A bad loser.
Not a very good winner, are they?
Chalk Farm Road.
Bethlehem. Well, they got a minicab. Three wise men.
Wait a minute. I'm working that out.
Won't like that.
Yeah, it works.
Even
it works.
Won.
It works for Christmas.
It works, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Agreed, everybody? Maybe. I don't want any bad feelings. It's a season of peace and goodwill.
All right.
Audience agree? Yo, what does that mean?
I think the yo's have it.
It's that sort of decision that makes John Major Prime Minister.
I think we'll go on to the next. Terrific, don't get me wrong. That was. But, right, we're going to have some festive limericks now.
Oh, right.
During the last few weeks, we've been inundated with a letter from our regular correspondent, Mrs. Trellis of North Wales, who writes, "Dear Mr. Littleton, why, oh, why, oh, why?" Very nearly spells yo-yo. So, thanks there to Mrs. Trellis, and keep writing. In this round, teams, I shall provide each of you with the promising first line of a limerick, which I'd like you to complete, taking one line each. We're going to start with you, Graham. When out in the woods after holly...
I heard someone sing, "Hello, Dolly."
It was Danny LaRue,
who said, "How do you do?"
So I showed him with the use of my brolly.
Okay, Tim, your turn. When Santa was out in his sleigh...
He said, "Oh, how I love Christmas Day."
All over the earth...
we rejoice in his birth.
And the reindeer all shouted, "Oy vey!"
Barry, first line for you coming up. While hanging some balls on my tree...
While hanging some balls on my tree, I suddenly saw I had three.
I had some fruit cup.
And two then lit up.
And the third one said, "What about me?"
Finally, one for you, Willie. There was an old skinflint called Scrooge.
There was an old skinflint called Scrooge, who anointed his nipples with rouge.
Said, "I feel a right Charlie.
But you should see Marley."
He's chained to a sailor in Bruges.
Our next round is a firm favourite called Swanee Kazoo, which delightfully matches the lilting ululation of the Swanee whistle with the rhythmic rasp of the kazoo. Teams, I'd like you each to provide us with versions of favourite Christmas carols on these two fine instruments. You'll be accompanied on the merry organ by Colin Sell. And since this is a season of goodwill, I must take this opportunity to repudiate some of the unfair criticism that some listeners appear to feel Colin receives on this programme. Who from? I don't know. There's many a pianist who'd give their right arm to play like Colin Sell. In fact, losing an arm would be a very good way to perfect the technique. Tim and Willie, you're to start, and your carol is "Deck the Hall with Boughs of Holly," and it's to feature Willie Rushton on kazoo and Tim Brooke Taylor on Swanee Whistle. Your turn, Barry and Graham, and I'd like you please to provide a rendition of The 12 Days of Christmas to feature Barry Cryer on kazoo and Graham Garden on Swanee Whistle. Thank you. Well, that really is as much fun as anyone could have expected. No, wrong page. Wrong page. This page is actually better. It waxes lyrical, I tell you. Well, as the smouldering embers of time fade peacefully in the brazier of eternity, I notice that it's almost the end of the program. So while I enjoy another carol and Samantha unwraps her new Game Boy, I'd like you teams to announce the late arrivals at Santa's Christmas Ball. Barry, start away, please.
Will you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Elto and their daughter Miss Elto? Hang on, there's somebody under us. Sorry.
Please silence and loosen your beards. For Mr. and Mrs. Tidelogs and their bald son, Yule.
And will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. A Manger and their son, Wayne. A Manger.
From Wales, will you be appreciative, please, of Mr. and Mrs. Are Not Included? And their intellectually challenged son, Batty Reese, Are Not Included.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Ivy and their son, the Bishop, the Holy Andy Ivy.
Another... From Mexico, Mr. and Mrs. Horse Open Sleigh and their son, Juan.
Another crisis. I've just heard that Santa's drunk and he's holding a painting by an 18th century French pastoral artist and a piece of paper out of a cracker. Oh, no, he's blotto in the grotto with a watto and a motto.
A very big welcome, please, for Mr. and Mrs. Even and their pizza-making son. Yes, it's Deep Pan Crispian Even.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, with a certain sense of déjà vu, I have to say that really is as much fun as anyone could have expected. Anyway, we'll be back next year for a whole lot more of the same. In the meantime, from the team, Samantha and myself, goodbye.
Tim Brooke Taylor, Barry Trier, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.